We started discussing yesterday the Isser of an Avel to engage in Malacha, to perform Malacha during his 7 days of Avelus. That's based on a Braisa in the Gemara. Then we cited as well the Rambam, who says that just as the Avel is forbidden to perform Malacha, so too is forbidden to engage in any sort of commerce, Masa Umatan. And the Rambam writes further, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that even if one is a partner in a business with someone else, and one of the partners becomes an Avel, it's forbidden even for the other partner to engage in public in running the business, because people will think, oh, the Avel partner as well is the one who is engaged in Masa Umatan during the course of his Avelus. So the Isser Malacha, found in the Braisa and the Gemara, the Rambam says, Hu Adin, the Isser would be Schora Maso Matan. And Rambam then says that even if you have a partner who's not an Avel, but one partner is an Avel, the non-Avel partner may not run the business during the Shiva in a public fashion, because people will think that the Avel partner is also participating in the running of the business. And we asked, how is it then nowadays, if someone is sitting Shiva and owns a business, how does one, if one does, work around this Isser? Or is the halacha that one must shut down the business for the 7 days of Shiva, and even one has employees and one has partners, but got to close up shop and 7 days of paid leave for the employees? Is that the bottom line? So just to add to what we were discussing yesterday, the Mabit in his Shivos, Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Samach, writes, and this is not going to help us in some scenarios, maybe in some yes, that if the two partners have two different locations, one mans the Main Street location, one runs the Central Avenue location, two different locations for their business, so then says the Mabit, the partner who is not the Avel can continue running his location, and the other location is closed. That, he says, is not Marasayin. Everyone knows that the storefront where the Avel usually runs and does his work is closed, and the other storefront where the non-Avel partner runs the business, that's open. That's not Marasayin. No one's going to think that the Avel is engaged in Masa Matan during the course of the Shiva. But again, that doesn't always help us. Someone has one business location, and you have two partners. What then, if there is any heter for the business to stay open while one of the partners is in Shiva? So another heter, again, not a complete leniency, the Maharshal in his Tshuvos, Simen Samach Vav. We referenced this Tshuva when we started this discussion with regard to a Malamed, a Rebbe, who is in Shiva. Can he teach his Talmidim? Is this of Talmud Torah? But there's a het of Rabim Tzrichim Lo. So the Maharshal in that Tshuva, where he discusses whether a Malamed is allowed to teach his Talmidim if otherwise they would be Mevat El Torah in his absence, in that same Shuva, he was asked also whether this same Malamed who he was discussing has a brother who was a partner with him in a store. Can the brother, who apparently was not an Avel, continue running the store during the Shiva of his Shutuf, of this Malamed? And the Maharshal says that the Isser of Masa Umatan, as we mentioned, is not explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara prohibits Malacha. And if you recall, we said that even with regard to the Isser Malacha, the Gemara made an allowance for an Ani who has very minimal parnasa after the first 3 days to perhaps do some Malacha privately in his home if it's necessary. So the Maharshal says that he thinks the Isser of Maso Matan is only forbidden during the first 3 days of Shiva. But after the first 3 days of Shiva, he says, he thinks there's makom lahakel after the first 3 days of Shiva for the partner to run the business on behalf of the Avel. So here you have the Maharshal who says that, well, the Isser of Masa Matan is really only derived from the Isser of Malacha. It's not the Feirush in the Gemara. And even the Gabi Malacha, we find a distinction when there's a Tzorech Gadol between the first 3 days and the remaining 4 days. So Maharshal says, when you have two partners in the business and one sitting Shiva, when there's a necessity, one can allow the other partner to run the business after the first 3 days of Shiva have concluded.
Given that the partner
I'm not sure if that's the basis for the heter. That happens to be the question he was asked. he says that he thinks the lashon is that the iser of masa matan is only during the first 3 days, but after the first 3 days, yira lahakel, because the whole iser of masa matan is not explicitly aser; it's based on the iser of malacha for an avel. So that's what he writes as the heter. Now again, this doesn't help us across the board. This would be a heter when there's a partner after the first 3 days to have the business running. What we mentioned yesterday was the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, written in 1824, this particular tshuva. I'd like to maybe just discuss a little bit more in detail. The Chasam Sofer in Yerdeya, Simen Shin Chav Dalet, was asked about a psak that was given. The Chasam Sofer writes it, Alpi Horas Ezem Mandehu. Somebody gave this psak Lahakel. You already get a sense as that his, you know, conclusion with regard to this psak. Someone gave a heter, says the Chasam Sofer, that an onain, meaning one who lost a relative, but before the burial, so Shiva hasn't started yet, but he is in the state of aninus, sells his business to one of his friends. Okay, not a partner, one of his friends. And then the friend can run the business throughout the Shiva, and after the Shiva, he sells it back to the Avel. Is that allowed? This was the shalat posed to the Chasam Sofer. So a person becomes an onain, he doesn't have a partner, he runs the business himself, he already is in aninus, he sells the business to a friend, the friend runs the business for him throughout Shiva, and then sells it back to him after Shiva. Is that allowed? So the Chasam Sofer says, I'll tell you first what I think is allowed, before we get to that. What I think is allowed, says Chasam Sofer, this is his lechatchila recommendation. Chasam Sofer's recommendation is, he says, I've heard from many older geonim and rabbanim, that when you have partners, so not just a friend, partners, and one of them has a relative who is clearly approaching death, and so they're not yet in the state of aninus, they're not yet avelim, but they see it's inevitable, it's coming. So the psak the Chasam Sofer quotes approvingly is that the business partner who foresees what's happening in the next short while will send a shliach from the kehila to be mevatel his shutvis. He's essentially withdrawing from his share in this business, thereby enabling the other partner to be the exclusive owner of the business. And then when the partner who withdrew becomes an avel, so the remaining partner is the sole owner, he then operates the business during Shiva. No profits of the Shiva can be demanded by the Avel who withdrew from the partnership because it's not his anymore. If the other partner wishes to, after Shiva, give back as a gift the profits that came in during Shiva or a share of those profits that came in during Shiva, so he can kind of include it in among other gifts that he gives the Avel. This, says the Chasam Sofer, is an appropriate psak. Why? Because here he sold the business that he owned before he became an avel. There was no Yisrael Avel Sipachlal that was relevant yet. He sold it before he became an avel. And, says the Chasam Sofer, the fact that the business is operating publicly, everyone knows that the one operating it is the Shutef, who was doing it for himself. That, says the Chasam Sofer, is totally fine. But, he says, if one waits until he's an onain, when he already has suffered the loss of a relative, to then give over his share of the business to somebody else, that, says the Chasam Sofer, how can you do that? First of all, he says, who gave an onain a heter to engage in masa umatan? An onain is already restricted in terms of many suri avelas. So who gave him the heter after he's an onain to suddenly now sell his share in the business? So asks the Chasam Sofer on that psak that he was asked about. And he says, furthermore, people are going to think when he only, so to speak, withdrew from his share of the business after he became an onain, it looks like the partner's running it for him as his shliach. Looks like a joke, a fake mechira, just to enable his partner to run the business for him. So Chasam Sofer was not happy with that psak. He then tries to defend it. He says, well, first of all, there's a famous machlokas rishonim. Are there, in fact, restrictions of avelus that take effect during aninus? That itself is a question. We know an onan is not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to eat meat or chicken. He's allowed to wear leather shoes. That he's allowed to do. What about the other Isurim of Avelos? After death, before burial, can he shower? Can he wash his laundry? Can he shave? That's a big machlokas. We show him the Torah quotes at Simon Shin Mem Aleph. And in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that we're machmir, that one who is in a state of aninus may not shower, may not shave, may not sit on a regular chair. He may not do laundry. He is allowed to wear his leather shoes, but the other restrictions already kick in, including, says the Rama, the Isser of Melacha. We do paskin, l'chumra, at the Isser of Melacha, along with the Isserim of haircutting and shaving and bathing, showering, laundry, simcha, those Isserim all kick in during the state of aninus. So Chassam Sofer says, well, it could be that since it is the Machlokas Rishonim, maybe we are somech to be makel on those approaches that allow Melacha to be done for an onain before he becomes an avel at the time of kavura. Furthermore, says Chassam Sofer, here the purpose of the mechira of the business is to enable him to keep the business off his mind, so to speak, during Shiva, to allow him to focus on the Shiva exclusively. It's a kinyan being done during aninus for the sake of kavod ames, to enable Shiva to be observed without distraction. Or as Rav Eliashiv argues, it's not a real masa umatan, it's not a sale, it's just a kinyan sudr. You're just telling your shutif, here, let's make a kinyan that you acquire my share in the business and I give it to you. So for all those reasons, Chassam Sofer says, there's what to be somech on to allow this kinyan to occur when the partner is still an onain. On top of that, he says, if you're not going to rely on this, what's going to happen? You look for heterim during Shiva, which are also not so ideal. So therefore, the Chassam Sofer, although he's not thrilled with it, he would prefer that the arrangement be made before the relative died, but he says, don't object if someone who has already become an onain does make this kinyan, this transfer with his shutuf during aninus, that the Chassam Sofer says, you don't have to object to it, we can approve of it. As Bar HaShulchan writes, however, there are those, he says, who don't even do this. And he says, Tzarchin, if one's not going to perform any sort of kinyan with his shutuf, either before the petira or during aninus, how then can a business remain open? That says Bar HaShulchan, Tzarchin, what the basis for that practice would be. This seems to be the proved practice, Minag Yisrael, to arrange through a kinyan sudr, the transfer of one's shares in the partnership to a partner during aninus, or perhaps even before the petira, to allow the business to stay open and operate during Shiva.